USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Israel and the United Arab Emirates agreed to establish a formal diplomatic relationship, a dramatic shift brokered by the United States and President Trump that helped cement Israel's warming ties with the Gulf states. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien saying,
"It's really remarkable, I think, when you step back and take a look at what this president has done on the peace front. And it wouldn't surprise me. It'll take some time in this environment, but it wouldn't surprise me if the president's eventually nominated for a Nobel Prize for today's work is an example."
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Thursday she won't resume coronavirus aid talks with the White House unless they agree to a starting number of $2 trillion, which is double the cost of the Republican proposal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Labor Department is out with the number of Americans filing first-time jobless benefits. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
A better-than-expected weekly jobless claims report just out from the Labor Department. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits dropped below 1 million last week for the first time since the pandemic began, down to a seasonally adjusted 963,000 or so. Senior economist at Bankrate Mark Hamrick says,
"The total number of people on unemployment assistance is now down to about 28 million overall. We also saw continuing claims dropping on the week."
He was speaking on CBS News.
The FDA is warning about more toxic chemicals in hand sanitizers as sales keep rising due to the coronavirus pandemic. The administration says there has been a spike in the number of hand sanitizers that claim to contain ethanol but actually test positive for methanol. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Salsa with onions, possibly tainted with salmonella, are the latest to be recalled. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
A produce company in Washington has issued a recall for salsa made from onions linked to a salmonella outbreak that has sickened more than 600 people. Spokane Produce recalled several varieties of salsa products, including Saddling Up Salsa in mild, medium, and hot, and also Salsa Verde. The company said that no other products that it makes were affected. They also said no illnesses have been reported in association with its product. The recall was initiated after another one was issued by Thompson International earlier this month for red, yellow, and white onions linked to a salmonella outbreak. The FDA said at least 640 people have been sickened by the outbreak, including 85 who've been hospitalized. Illnesses have been reported in 43 states. The affected produce may not carry a label indicating their origin, so the FDA is recommending that consumers throw away any onions of unknown origin.
Nearly 130 advocacy and Jewish groups are pressing Facebook to crack down on anti-Semitic content, which they say continues to plague the social media giant and goes largely unpoliced. Facebook saying in May they do not have a policy to combat online anti-Semitism. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.